97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you for joining us today. My guest is Kristen Heemstra, who is the president of The Art of Potential. Kristen, good to see you again.
Sharon, I am so glad to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I always love talking to you, and I love your show.
Girl. Thank you. Well, let's talk about The Art of Potential. Tell our audience everything they need to know about The Art of Potential.
Well, that may take a while. Just kidding. The Art of Potential is, so it's my company. It's a company that grew out of a need I saw in the community. I've been in Chapel Hill on and off since 1982. So I've been here quite a while, and I went through the school system, and I went to Phillips. I went to Chapel Hill High when it was the only game in town. I left, came back, went to UNC, spent a long time in D.C. in an area called Fairfax County. Came back. And what I noticed is that this community in particular, we do a lot of focusing with our youth on the college experience, which makes sense because we are a college town.
Right.
And we're surrounded by that culture, not just within Chapel Hill itself, but you have Duke, you have State, you have so many different venues for people to get an education. But what I saw missing, and my area of expertise is in building the college experience so that's really reflective of the individual, as well as supplementing what teens are experiencing. So a lot of the work I do is really focused on helping young people figure out who they are. I worked at East Chapel Hill High School. I worked at Chapel Hill High School. I worked, again, in Fairfax County. I have a degree in counseling and education. And what I saw missing and what I really want and what a lot of my work does is just helping folks kind of bring everything they've experienced together, sift and sort through their own personalities. Who am I? What am I about? Where am I going? How am I going to function in this world? And that's not something the schools are doing. The process has become so route that it's just, you get on the train and the train goes.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, how early do you start with the kids? What's your preferred, let's start at this age to really get them on track?
My favorite time to start with kids is around middle school. However, when I talk to kids, I often take them back into elementary and even growing up because who they are really starts to show early. You know, I know I've known you for many years, and you've always had a larger-than-life personality. And my guess is, as a child, you probably were not a wallflower.
Good guess.
Yeah, right? Because it's indicative of who you are. It's who you are. And that's what I always play to kids' strengths. I always play to people's strengths. I also do a lot of career coaching, as you can imagine, because this lends itself so well to that. And whoever you are, that's who we play to. That's what we showcase. That's who we make it about, because it's so easy to get caught up in the chatter, like this fray, this kind of messaging of society. You know, you should do this. You should be a doctor. You should be an engineer. You should be a lawyer, like all this blah, 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 blah. And it really is harmful to people who haven't kind of connected some of the pieces about themselves, because they listen to it and they're like, oh, I should do that. And then, you know, there's a reason that people say that, you know, lawyers are one of the most unhappy groups,
right,
because they haven't done that. Some of them love it, and that's great. Yeah. But some of them get there because their mom was like, oh, you should be a lawyer. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll be a lawyer.
That's my question. Do parents tend to want to channel themselves as what this child should be? And that's what you have to, in some cases, counteract, because the child does not want to be that?
Right, right. So, yes, and it happens on a bunch of levels. And it's always, in my experience, it is always done with the child's best interest at heart. It's not like a parent comes and says, you know, they want something for their kid that they don't think would be good for them. But sometimes you're dealing with a parent who has a lot of fears around employment issues, has a lot of fears around the ability to survive bad economies. They're looking for some stability. So that's where you hear a lot of the doctor and engineering talk come in. You know, those people always have jobs, so that's what you should do.
Okay.
So sometimes it's perfect for the kid. I mean, sometimes you're like, yeah, that's spot on. But sometimes, it's, you know, you have a kid who has this wildly creative personality, and you're looking at it going, I don't think you want this kid as your doctor. I mean, you know, creativity.
Yes.
Maybe they could channel it, you know, into doing things. But, you know, that's typically, you don't want your surgeon to get wildly creative in the middle of surgery.
No. But I'm thinking about the good point you're making. What if the child wants to be an artist, a ballet dancer, a painter?
Right.
And mom says, we've had three generations of lawyers and you're going to be
right.
a lawyer. Are you ever faced with that kind of a challenge?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so you build it in. For example, music is an aptitude which must find an expression. If you have somebody who has an aptitude in your family of music, it must be expressed, or you're going to get into a place of depression. Think about what depression is. Depression is a physical motion of depressing something. So what you're doing is you're pushing down this innate need in the student or in the individual. So that's why you see church choirs, community choirs, community bands, you know, people who have this drive, this aptitude, have a need to express it. It's the way we were made. It's what God wants us to do. I've given you all these talents. Go express them. So when you find a situation where it's not being expressed, you have to figure out how to. So sometimes what we do is we build out. So we may say, okay, we're going to, because there actually is a very strong correlation between doctors and or surgeons and music.
Yes.
So we may say, okay, so we know that you're going to be a surgeon, but we're also going to have you play bass in this band or whatever, so that we can make sure to honor who that person is on their journey through life. And so, yes, I'm all about figuring out what your avocation is as well as your vocation, you know, and making sure that all those pieces meet, because you get a healthier person.
Right.
You get a more well-connected, more well-adjusted person.
Krista, why don't you give us your contact information for those parents who might be saying, oh, my child needs to talk to Krista.
Right. So the website is www.tapthairpotential.com. And that will put you around my college and career information as well as the coaching information.
Tapthairpotential.com. Got it. Amazing.
Yep.
How long does it take to get to you once a customer contacts you, once you get a child in? Do you have a waiting list for clients?
So my waiting list usually starts in August, and that is true for the years because that's when the college season really picks up, the application season picks up, and that's when we're putting kids through the paces of writing their resumes, of getting their narrative presented in a getting their narrative ready for a college to read. And so that's when I see the most uptick in clients coming in.
Okay, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about the art of potential and what you're offering these magnificent children.
I would love that. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 WCHL The Hill. My guest today is Kristen Heemstra, president of the Art of Potential. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Kristen Heemstra, who is the president of the Art of Potential. Kristen, you're actually saving these children's lives, especially when you say if they're sent to the wrong discipline, they could be depressed. What is your methodology for working with the kids to decide, this is where I think you should be going, based on what you've told me, child?
Right. So I would like to think that I actually don't tell a child where they should be going. However, I think that sometimes I may. But my methodology is to... It is my belief, my firm belief, that people know themselves better than anybody else. So when I listen to a child talk about things, I'm listening in a different level than people are listening on the surface. I'm listening for the core of who they are. So I might have a student who says, I enjoy being part of the band, and I enjoy being part of the theater, and I enjoy X, Y, and Z. And I may extrapolate from that, okay, you are actually a leader who's leading from behind. And that's actually what I had this year. I had a student who played the bass. He was also the center mid of the soccer field. And it became clear that his leadership, he was a strong leader. He was leading in the orchestra, and he was leading on the field. So we actually took that aspect of him and we said, okay, this is how we're going to present you to schools because this is your truth. This is something that's a very core part of who you are. So this is how we're also going to build out what your narrative looks like. And the narrative is the story you're telling. Everybody writes their own narrative. And when I work with someone, we're going to create a narrative that they may or may not follow through the rest of their lives. My goal is actually to teach them how to write it as opposed for them to attach to it and say, this is how I must go.
Okay.
It's more like, this is how the process works. So I'm going to show you how it works because I want you to have the skill. It's such an important skill for you to have to be able to see yourself in the future and all the things that must come together for you to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you want to be a doctor and you want to do public health. Well, then you could do a master's in public health and you could be a medical doctor. So that's what that looks like. And then there are programs that can help you get there. But if you change your mind and you decide you want to be an engineer or you want to be an artist or whatever, it's the same methodology. You're just applying different ways into it. That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, so you're channeling children, your clients, whatever, customers, yeah, to what they should be studying in college to get them to that goal based on where you see their strengths are, what makes them
right,
happy, their inner self.
And they're telling me. So they're telling me what their interests are in that moment. So you have some students, for example, Sharon, you will have students who are clearly math and science. Like, they do not want anything to do with their English classes. They can't stand history. Like, it is just right on out there. And frankly, those are the easiest, and they don't know that they're easy. But they are, and a lot of people who are listening will appreciate this. When you have a student who is legitimately interested in everything and legitimately good at everything, they have the hardest time making decisions because they really could do anything, right? The world is really
open. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. So then you're like, wow, that's a long sifting and sorting process we got ahead of you. And so sifting and sorting is a lot of stuff I talk about with students because that's what you have to do. You have to try things out. And I tell my clients all the time, I don't care if you hate this. If you hate this, we are one step closer to where you need to go. But I do want you to go try this experience because based on what you're saying, I think this might be a good fit. And if it's not, it's okay. You don't need to impress me. The only thing I'm trying to do is help you be the best you can be.
How long are your usual sessions per client? Or is it just all over the place?
No, it's not. It typically is an hour. Depending on what we're doing. Sometimes if we're tweaking an essay or, you know, spot checking a question about an application, it can be a few minutes. But typically it's an hour.
Typically an hour.
Yeah.
Just 1 hour and that's it?
No, I have packages that I sell.
Okay.
So if you go to tapthirpotential.com, you'll see the different packages I sell for different things. So if, I'll give you an example. If I'm working with a college student who has one college in mind, it's typically going to take 5 sessions for us to get their application exactly where we want it to go.
Oh, so you help them create their application as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
I'm all in the business.
Beautiful.
Like, I am all in it. But it's there. I never, ever, their essays are all theirs. I'm not going to write anyone's essay.
Good.
I'm going to help you showcase your voice best. I'm going to help you showcase your application best. But it's all you. Because I do have a firm belief that when an admissions officer gets an application, it really should reflect the student.
That would be nice.
Yeah. It's an ethical thing.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
But then also when I work with kids with who need coaching around attention deficit disorder or who need coaching around, you know, maybe they're having an emotional crisis. And sometimes parents just, it's funny. I'm a parent. I have a senior at East and I have a sophomore. So I'm a parent of 2 children who have gone through this process and I've worked with thousands and thousands of teens. I don't say things a lot differently than their parents do, but I say it differently. And I'm not the parent. So sometimes the parent's like, could you just give my kid some good advice? It sounds like me. I'm like, well, it may not sound exactly like you, but the core message will be the same.
Yes, that's good. It's amazing when a third person speaks, the child hears differently and
more
respectfully, I'd imagine.
And even for my own kids, I'm like, look, this is what I do. We need to outsource it. You just let me know. Because I do think it's important to have someone walking you through this process and being part of your journey. But it doesn't need to be me because I am your mother
and
I get that. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Kristen, the world is changing so fast. Technology is changing so fast. How do you keep up to be able to understand and realize and suggest what path a child should take?
So it is important to realize that the world that you and I, Sharon, are living in is going to look so different so soon. So if you look at the way the job market is set up, you're going to see millennials being half the workforce in like 3 years. And in 5 to 7 years, they're actually going to make up 75% of it because you're seeing the retirement of the boomers. Mm-hmm. Boomers are moving out at a rapid pace, and with them, they're taking institutional memory. So boomers are a very interesting cohort in terms of the way they think. They came from a very competitive generation. Your millennials and the generation after them, Gen I, are not. They're collaborative. Mm-hmm. So they have a whole different orientation. But they about everything. And they're kind of rocking the work world. It's been a challenge. And that's another thing that I work with is companies trying to work with millennials. Mm-hmm. But coming in, they have different expectations about what a business is going to be. And they have, they're not looking for the IBM. They're mm-hmm. looking for very different things. And so as we focus someone, we're really looking to figure out how their long-term career path is going to manifest in this new world.
Got it. I guess you have to do that because the world's changing.
Yep.
Let's take a break, Kristen. When we come back, let's hear more about your fabulous business and how you're helping kids. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Kristen Heemstra, who is the president of The Art of Potential. You don't want to miss the next part. Stay with us.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we are back. And all parents, you really want to hear this next quick session. My guest today is Kristen Heemstra, who is the president of The Art of Potential. Kristen, what advice would you suggest to parents when talking to their children about this topic?
So I have a lot of advice because I've worked with so many families for so long. And here are kind of the core concepts, and I'll extrapolate out from there. First of all, if I ask your child a question, they should be able to answer it, not the parent. And it's really hard for parents sometimes to not speak for their child because the parent knows the child really well. But when I see a parent or when I see a child who's always looking to their parent for validation of what they're saying or to speak for them, you actually have a bigger problem than where the child's going to school. You have a challenge in which the child is not yet mature enough to be able to find their voice. And you actually don't want to send them to college until some of that has happened. Because if they can't find it with you, the chances of them being able to find it in situations where they really need it can be challenging. So always, always, always let your child speak. Even if you don't agree with it, that's fine. So that would be my first thing. Teach your child to find their voice as they go. The second thing is validate who they are, even if it's very different than who you are. As they find their voice, they're also finding themselves. And you aren't supposed to be the same people. You're supposed to be different. So they are the best experts on them. And when they say, oh, I really like fashion design, rather than thinking, well, no one ever makes it in fashion design, say, oh, okay, well, that's really interesting. How can I help you learn more about that? They may not end up anywhere near fashion design.
True.
Not the point. It's right. That it's a journey, and they need to touch these different places to gather this information so they can sift and sort and figure out who they are. So that would be a big thing that I see as parents really kind of trying to fit these kids into a mold that they preconceived. And your children are just these beautiful beings who are trying to make their way in the world. So giving them those opportunities to figure out some of that stuff. And do realize that no one's good at anything the first time they try it. And remind your kid of that, because the school system does not. It really drives me crazy. If you do not hit the mark the first time out of the gate, you know, you're docked in points. Well, that's not the way the world works. You would never say to a baby, oh, honey, you've tried 100 times to walk and you really haven't figured it out yet. So why don't you quit? You would never say that.
Great
but yet
analogy.
We hear that all the time. Well, you've tried it and it didn't work. Let them tell you when it doesn't work anymore. You know, it may be when they're 80, but it doesn't matter. That's their lesson in life.
Yeah.
So becoming your child's biggest coach, and that's what I do. Like In coaching, the client is always the expert. You're just there to help them bring out the best in who they are. And so that would be my advice to parents. Just wake up every day thinking, I just want to help my kid be the best who they can be, and I'm going to have no judgment about what that might look like.
Kristen, that is brilliant advice, and I hope people know it might be difficult to do it, but work on making that happen. Our time is up. I wish we had more time. You have so much to say. It's so important. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Pleasure,
always
Kristen.
A pleasure
You're
to be best. With you.
You're the best. Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today has been Kristen Heemstra, president of the Art of Potential. That's our show for today. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.